Let's hear that back, man. He got to put a wall up over him, man.
Today's the day our younger son is going.
KFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Mike will be in here within a couple of minutes to do Paragon Radio. Until, here's a fella that you know as Fela. This Fela is Fela. Or this fella is Fela.
When they tell you, you know he are.
You know.
When they tell you, you know he are.
You know.
Okruma shouty tay, we know he are.
You know.
Okruma shouty tay, we know he are.
You know.
Okruma shout for Africa, we know he are.
You know.
Okruma shout for Africa, we know he are. Okruma shout it, we know here.
You know,
we let them die, we know here.
You know,
we let them quench, we know here.
You know,
shake it to the day, do we on, we know here.
You know,
shake it to the day, do we on, we know here.
You know,
Idi Amin, they shout. Some die, we know here.
You know,
I say, no, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
you gonna know, you gonna know before you die.
No, 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 no,
you gonna know, you gonna know before you crave.
No, 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 no,
you gonna know, send a black man, go fight for black man.
No, 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 no,
you gonna know, send a black man, go die.
Does the sound of banjos make you happy? You can hear a lot of it on the Early Morning Medicine Show at its new time, Saturday mornings 1 to 5 a.m. We celebrate American roots music with bluegrass, old-timey, vintage blues, classic country, and rockabilly. Kick back and welcome the morning with banjos on the Early Morning Medicine Show on KKFI.
Welcome to Isla Earth. Considering all the animals trapped in the Los Angeles La Brea tar pits, you'd think the gas it's belching up is caused by something that it ate. Actually, the gas is caused by something eating it. Environmental scientists from the University of California in Riverside recently discovered hundreds of previously unknown species of bacteria thriving in this gooey grave of plants and animals from the Pleistocene age. Existing in a highly toxic environment with no water and little or no oxygen, what's really remarkable about these microbes is that they eat petroleum and give off gas. It's undetermined whether these oil-eating organisms are descendants of ancient bacteria or offspring of some more recent strains. One thing for certain, however, is that they have plenty of potential for present-day applications. For example, they could be used to help clean up oil spills, enhance oil recovery methods, or clean out the holds of supertankers. They may even help create whole new classes of medicines. But until then, their biggest draw is still at the La Brea Tar Pits, where all they do is burp. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
Got to be here. Let's live. Will the polar ice caps melt? If so, what happens next? Tune in to Exploration with Michio Kaku and find out. That's Monday morning at 5.
And that is just after the Paragon Radio Show and me, Michael T. Justice. I am here with you, Kansas City. Forewarn you that I'm having technical difficulties as we speak with this here microphone, but I'm getting it straightened and still talking to you. You give me a call, 816-931-5534. That is 931-KKFI to join the conversation, such as it is. And we'll talk about whatever is on your mind on a cold, cold, dreary night before Christmas, or before Christmas Eve anyway. And we'll have ourselves a radio show. This is 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. As I said, this is the Paragon Radio Show, and I'm Michael T. Justice, filling in sort of kind of for Bill. Thanks to Bill for sticking around a couple minutes as I braved my way through the snow and ice. But I'm sitting in fact, for Ben, the actual Paragon of Radio. That is Ben, the actual Paragon of Radio. I'm just a guy sitting here filling in for him. Jacob is on his way in. He's braving his way through the cold and ice and dreary cold. So, again, if you want to join us, you can. 816-931-5534. That is 931-KKFI. There's a lot of stuff that we've been talking about over the weeks weeks and years past. I'm kind of in a reflective mode right now. I mentioned on the air here months and months ago, and I've had several weeks where I've had problems getting back into town and whatnot because of going down to take care of my grandmother and to be with her for some different things, and she passed away Thursday morning, and I am in a reflective mode behind all of that, and not like in a sad, super sad way, because she was 92 years old and lived through a lot, got to see a lot, and had a long and full life, and so it's pretty cool in that respect, but it is what it is. It is the end of a life, and it is the point where we the living keep on doing so, living that is, and I think it becomes critical to think how long things take to unfold. I'm kind of sliding back into the conversation that, like I said, we've been having for years, right? But just the conversation last week with Ben about some of the changes and how change will come, and what we see is not necessarily what's happening, if that makes sense to you. You know, if you stop and you think how often the way things are unfolding appear as they're unfolding, how we think it's going to work out, how we think it's going to look when it's done, how we're, you know, as we're going through it, we don't see it. It's only when we look back that we see not just the life we've lived as individuals, but as people, as a race, right? As humanity, if we look back and we see all that we have gone through to get here, I think we would do well to take into perspective, or take that into perspective, all that that got us here, and not run from the truths of our history, but look at them squarely and be able to see that through the churn of history, we get, you know, where we are today. And as we are going through today, that we not let our tomorrow or our vision for tomorrow be clouded by the reality of where we are, right? But there, it is unfolding. You know, talking about, retrospectives on a life, you know, the turns that you make in 1941 having an effect on your life in 1975, right? And in 1998 and in 2013. And seeing how little things that are going on, little conversations that are had that have effects so far down in the future. And I'll kind of try to unpack that as the night unfolds, because, like I said, I'm in a reflective mode. So I can't just pull it out for you. KKFI, you're on the air. What's your name? What part of town you calling from?
Hey, Michael T. It's Big Dog going brrr out here, man.
No doubt. It's freezing.
Pretty doggone cold, man.
I'll tell you what. We have, though, in this country, at least in this city, on my drive here, and I am part of this, we have a reliance, we just expect the world to be okay. I saw a cat walking as I drove here through Westport, walking from way further than I would have been comfortable, in a T-shirt from his car to a bar, like, you know, I don't know. He had to be walking over a block to get there, and I'm just thinking that's – but he knows that my car is going to be there when I get there. The place I'm going is going to be there. It's going to be warm. You know what I mean? We don't have this volatile system. I'm in here right now in my slippers that I wore out to my car while it warmed up, thinking I'll put my boots on in the car, and then, like – I got here, and I'm like, I can run in and grab my coffee real quick. I can run on upstairs. So as long as no one steals my car, my boots
are safe. Yeah, I kind of had the same thought you were having when I walked out and tried to warm up the van. You know, well, warming up the van, I was like, man, you know, if I didn't have heat or if I didn't have fire and I had to live in a cave,
right,
would I survive the night, you know?
Right. We are...
Spoiled.
We're so resilient and yet not aware of all that we're the beneficiaries of. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously,
right.
Not long ago, you know, I mean, my grandmother, 92 years old, born in a city, a major metropolitan city, Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, just outside of Indianapolis. And her birth certificate is an affidavit because the courthouse burned down.
Oh, wow.
Think about that now. Today, a child born even in some little tiny town out in the middle of Iowa, right? Their medical records are replaced and everything. You know, I mean, literally, her birth certificate for Medicare, Medicaid, and all these different things that we needed to do and all that kind of stuff, her birth certificate was an affidavit from 1941 from an aunt who could attest that she was indeed born in, and I feel like a heel because I can't remember the name of the little town, but this little town outside of Indianapolis that the courthouse had burned down. And today, like I said, that stuff is uploaded and on the internet before you leave the hospital in some fashion. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different world we live in.
Well, let me, last week we were going to try to discuss this, the Bush haters being Tea Party members and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, we
really don't have
about that.
Yeah. I don't have time to get into it right now because I got to get going, you know. But maybe I'll call back later, but I wanted to wish you and yours a Merry Pagan Christmas. And Michael T., seriously, my condolences, sir.
No, I thank you, sir.
And I'll let you go, but like I said, I'll be listening, and then I'll try to get back to you later.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
All right, man. And all right. I will attempt to have one side of that conversation. I don't know, to bring people back up to speed on my recollection of a conversation that much has gone on since then, so forgive me if I don't recall all of it, but it I think we were kind of talking, and it's kind of what I was referencing when I talk about, you know, the uncertainty of the outcome when we're standing in it. You know, we talked a little last week about, I think Ben and I kind of disagreed a little bit on it, or we were kind of exploring, you know, how much of what is the Tea Party, now whether you're talking about the AstroTurf real to your Tea Party or the AstroTurf Tea Party or the, you know, the inflated political, or not inflated, the you know, that mixture, right? Immediately, you know, these things are introduced into the stream of ideas and of the real world politics, and then, you know, they have their effects, but they are countered as well. And I would submit that, you know, your Tea Party came out of anger, of a discontent, of a, yeah, an anger over bank bailouts. And I've talked about this before. I mean, it took months. I mean, really, this is December. Are you trying to have a rally out in somebody's front yard right now? It's 16 degrees, you know what I'm saying? It takes time. First off, you got people shell-shocked. And it you know, from the bailout, because you had all these people, as we talked about last week, I mean, you had millions of people calling their congressmen. Or as Jim Hightower likes to call them, Congress critters. But you had millions of people calling them and saying, don't do it, don't do it. They didn't do it. They voted against the bailout, and then they rebounded and did the bailout. And I think you had a shock that it just took a little time. Again, it's one of those, you know, what was happening after that? I mean, what, you know, there was a, catalyst, or a, you know, there was an action that took place, right? Because, again, millions of people were responding, both left and right, Democrats and Republicans, the people sounding their voice, not quite, but almost as one, that, nah, we don't want to bail out the banks. We don't think that's where, you know, we don't think that's the way to go. And it got flim-flammed in the course of a week, and people were in a state of shock, I think. Wait a minute. I thought that if I contacted my congressman, that made a difference. And then I hear that there were millions of us that contacted our congressman. And we got flim-flammed. What do we do next? Hell, I don't know. I thought making a phone call was going to get the job done. And then they had to regroup. Those, you got to figure, when you got millions of people calling, there's another concept we talked about last week in talking about Mandela being a lever, right? There are levers out there. There are people out there who make movements and make the changes that mass movements and fads and all these things, really, they flow from those individuals. And not like in some leadership capacity always, but that their effect, that their actions have effects that can kind of move society, good or ill, for import or not. I mean, there are people out there who are levers for fashion, that they just, some dude who just happened to look good, or enough people thought he looked good with one leg rolled up and one down, and what the hell, the next thing you got some crazy fad. Nobody even knows where it came from. But that was a lever. There was a guy who made that happen. When there were people who made it happen, that millions made the phone calls. There were people who were saying, hey, guys, you got to pay attention. Look, guess what they're doing over there? You better make these phone calls, because we got to let them know that we don't want this to happen. And millions of people did it. Millions of people did it. And, I got to figure out how these buttons work in this here studio. But millions of people did it. There was a change of a sort, and then it just kind of went away. Nobody did what they said was going to happen. And so all those people had to regroup their people. Hey, guys, I know I told you last week to make those phone calls, and you made those phone calls, and it changed, but it didn't change, so we got to come up with a new plan. And then that guy got with that guy, got with that guy, and he brought his thousands, his millions, his hundreds, and suddenly you had a bifurcated movement, right? Because you had people who were upset about the bailout, but some had different takes on it. And your Tea Party folks, I think they definitely had a take on things, and then it becomes the Spinmeisters who see what's happening. And I'll be back in just a second. I'm going to let Jake in the studio.
Funding for KKPI provided by the Allen Company Complete Painting Specialist. They'd like to remind listeners drunk driving remains one of the nation's most serious issues. Remember the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. If your hand has been on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle. This reminder is from Allen Company Complete Painting Specialist for interior, exterior, residential, or commercial painting.
And we continue on. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you had all these folks come back together, and this is admittedly how maybe I'm looking in a Pollyannish way, or you know, this is how I'm interpreting the events. Whew, I gotta quit. I gotta start moving more so it don't take so much to move so little. But so, yeah, you got these people, they come back together, and you end up with this Tea Party thing. And now you have what's happening, I would submit to you, is In different fashions, unfolding differently. Your Tea Party and your Occupy having, it would seem, some common enemies, but not necessarily seeing it as so. You know what I'm saying? You got your folks who seem to be dead set on defending, and this is where we had this discussion a few, I don't even know how long ago it was, maybe a month ago, where I'm trying to go, okay, I'm not, I can, I'm just trying to tell you, this is where it looks like there are issues when you go to such great lengths to defend, you know, somebody like but you know, where you got all these folks reading, or not reading, where you have, help me out here, Jake. What the heck was I just saying? I lost myself. Lost my train of thought. Bell went off and I suddenly lost my mind. You're not even connected in, so let me stop asking you questions. I think you just unplugged my speakers, but that's okay, because I hear my voice talking. Now I'm good. Anyway, where was I at? Talking about the two different parties and or the different factions, and then you got these folks who, like, are so quick to defend ideas that I don't know that they really are strongly held, but they feel like they have to be, I don't know, like they have to join into this party struggle. And I don't know if we'll ever manage to get ourselves away from that mindset. But I'm guessing we'll get back into the whole Tea Party thing and how that all unfolds. Jake, how are you this morning, sir? Are you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
You are still wearing that damn Denver shirt. And that's okay.
They just keep winning.
They keep winning.
And it's still cold out.
Right. The see you next weeks are running out. So
against the Raiders?
Well, for the Chiefs, because we keep... Although they're clinched in the playoffs, so that's all good. I mean, that'll just unfold the way it unfolds, right?
You need your third butt-whooping of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. The unfortunate thing is, and this was mentioned by one of the sports guys was doing one of those fast recaps. I heard him talking about it. That they basically have lost to all the only teams they've lost to are the teams that have like winning records, which is not good because that kind of means like, okay, you give us. I mean, it means that we've got a team that is better than the average.
Better than they were last year.
Right, right. And should take comfort in that. I mean, a lot of games won, a great season. I'm not counting it over just yet because the thing of it is that when you get into the postseason, anything can happen, right? So that's football for you. I mean, I didn't watch the whole game. I have this habit of missing the first quarter, and a lot happens in the first quarter of a Chiefs football game. They can be way down or way up, and then the game just kind of goes along for a quarter or two. And I get bored and look up later and find out who won. Because I am an ADD fan. So... what else is going on besides football and recaps of previous conversations? I don't even know. Like I said, it's Christmas time. And I'm assuming we have a Christmas suicide.
Holidays three.
So are you doing anything for Christmas this year, or are you...
I have a severe aversion to big lies. So yeah, I'm stuck in this place with, you know, having children and being a participant in the society and such.
Right.
But essentially, Christmas makes me sick to my stomach. At the same time, yes, I will participate barely.
Right. Now, I understand that. The lie, it's really kind of, it's almost traumatic in your own, or in my own person, because I'm like, I don't want to be breaking the kid's bubble too harshly, but at the same time, you need to understand that there ain't no guy that just brings you a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
That has always bugged me. I think it's important that kids know that, man, I had to work hard to get you this crap. Don't be thinking it just came falling out from under a tree.
Right. And I've accidentally, you know, my oldest is 14 years old. So, you know, ever since they could comprehend English, I've been telling them that, you know,
Don't buy the Santa Claus myth, right?
Well, I explained a little more gently, but, you know, Santa never signed any of the presents.
Right, right. And that's the way I've always felt about it. Now, I was talking with, I'll just say with someone to keep it somewhat nameless, or to protect their identity and maybe their feelings if they happen to be listening. But I was talking with someone, and they were telling me about their child. And I told them this up front, so I'm not talking behind their back, but they were telling me that their child found their gifts. So they had a dilemma now, because they had to go get more gifts, because they didn't want to wreck the Santa myth for the kid. And I'm going, no. Because now the kid is being taught. See, my lesson for the kid is this. Don't go digging, because right. When you go digging, you wreck your myth. Guess what? Yeah, that is your pogo stick or whatever. But now you know there is no Santa. I got that, and I've been holding on to it. But you certainly don't get to, oh, goody, I found this toy. I get to keep that. And you get another one? Now you're going to go out and buy them another gift? I'm just not seeing it. KKFI, you're on the air. What's your name? What part of town are you calling from?
This is Bill from Kansas City. How you guys doing?
Bill, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Stop it.
But
Holy Solstice, please.
Well, you know, Rich Brilliant used to call it the atheist gift exchange.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I wanted to say something. You know, many kids, you know, they eventually find out that Santa isn't real, but as adults, they still believe in Santa, and Santa is the government. And kind of where I'm going with this is, you know, over this past week, the big controversy was that Duck Dynasty guy, you know, talking about how he didn't like gays or he didn't approve of it or whatever.
He said he preferred vaginas over rectums.
Is that what he said?
Approximately.
Sorry, yeah, that was... That was his personal preference, and then, so of course, A&E, because it was the channel they're on, suspended him. And the people, how do I say this, the people who, you know, were up in arms about, like, Obamacare and telling private businesses what to do, I noticed a lot of those people now are just claiming that this guy has First Amendment rights and he shouldn't be suspended, and, you know, they obviously don't understand the Constitution and the difference between, you know, free speech and, you know, what a private business should be able to do and not do. So that's point number one. And then while that, you know, fake distraction was going on, because it's just really, who really cares what a reality star thinks about social issues? So while that was going on, a council appointed by the president released its study finding that
all the spying and stuff, right?
Yeah, the spying stuff, yes.
Like,
yes.
Dude, you gotta bring this pretty down much, 1,000.
It hasn't stopped one terrorist attack.
Right.
That's pretty much what they said.
And they suggested that you bring it down a notch or two or 10.
Right. They made the, I think it was like, what, 10 or 20 recommendations.
Right. They're like, stop recording every last thing. That's not doing anything for anybody. That's just making more problems that you, you know, that's, you're adding to the haystack. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly. So that was not talked about at all while this Duck Dynasty thing was going on. And then they had, I saw this quote and I really like it. It's basically paraphrasing, saying, while the nation was debating over Duck Dynasty, Congress was in session debating over NDAA. And of course it passed.
Right.
And nobody mentioned it.
Right.
And so this kind of gets back to what you were talking about the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street,
everybody,
you know, kind of fighting the same thing.
Slammed and not seeing it.
Right, right. Thing is, you know, we can fight money in politics, we can fight corruption, and you know what? Until we fight stupidity amongst ourselves, nothing's going to change. And I think this past week has proven that.
No, absolutely. And I'll chime in a little further with this duck nonsense is that, on top of that, and I haven't had a chance to check out, I shouldn't even phrase it that way because I don't really plan on checking it out too deeply because I really don't care about this Duck Dynasty nonsense at all. But there was a guy, someone sent me a link to a video where this guy, like, points out that these guys are not real, right? Like, he pulled out all these pictures. I don't know for sure that it was them because I don't watch the show, but he, like, pulled all these pictures of these cats, like, in the years
without their
before
beards.
The show.
All prepped
with,
up.
Yeah, all preppy with their kids at the beach and hanging out, eating foie gras or whatever they were doing. I don't know. I think that's a duck thing, right? Foie gras. But anyway, they're out there chilling, looking like, dare I say, normal people. That makes Duck Dynasty people look not normal. Well, they're not. That's the point. That these guys moved out into the hills of Arkansas or wherever the hell they are and started acting like hillbillies so that they could get their show going. You know what I mean? It's not a real thing.
Right.
And we're upset about what he really feels, and you can't tell him what he really feels. What the now? What's wrong with you people? You're getting all vested into it. And you're right, Bill. They didn't talk at all about a little bit, I guess, about the spying thing. But I didn't, you're right, I didn't hear much at all about the NDAA, a National Defense Authorization Act, is that it? Yet again, going through, and I'm sure, since we didn't talk much about it, that it cemented and legalized some of the very things that people have been complaining about. Because that's been the MO, right? Is people find out that they're doing something, we get upset. This goes back to the freaking thing I was talking about with the bailout. People find out what's going on, they say, no, 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 no. Then they go, oh, okay, you're right, we shouldn't do that. And then they do it anyway, and then they go, hey, it's the law. So why are you, stop complaining about it now. It is the law, and we worked it through the process, which clearly involved us shoving it down your throat. And
right.
You better just take it. And if you'd like some duck grease to make it go down, here you go.
And if you say anything about it, you're a radical. No, 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 we need people in Washington who will compromise.
Right.
You know, that's the talking point now. They forget
and it's,
that.
And I'm not... See, and I have this visceral thing, because when you say, when I hear the anti-compromise, and I start going, okay, but wait a minute, what are you going to do? And so I don't want to get into that full-blown discussion right this second, but yes, I agree with you.